Welcome, mortal, to my temple. You've journeyed a long way. You must be motivated to please me. No? You merely stumbled upon my sanctuary by pure coincidence? Oh, you silly thing. Pure coincidence does not exist. Not truly. It matters not. Your journey through that dark wood will not be in vain. You have the distinct pleasure of entering the domain of Elixia, demon goddess of lust. I am she, of course. Approach the door to my temple. Yes, I know. It's a little dreary on the outside, all crumbling black stone and gargoyles and spiky turrets. But don't worry. It's nice and warm on the inside. Go on, push the door open. Oh, your mortal eyes require light, don't they? Let's fill my great hall with torchlight so you can appreciate the splendor of my chamber. There. Do you like? Red is my favorite color. Come all the way inside. Warm yourself. Now, mortal, I'm sure you're just aching to pledge yourself as my servant, but I'm afraid I won't be that easy. You must prove your loyalty. You must prove that you are willing to devote yourself to lust, that you will let your animal hunger rule you. I have a test prepared for you at the end of the hall you're facing. Why don't you go have a look? Yes, that way. Come now, don't be nervous. I promise you, you're going to enjoy this. That's right. Through that door. It's a little darker in here, but your eyes should adjust. Look to the bed. Do you recognize the person laying there? Go on. Take a closer look. Beautiful, isn't she? Really? You don't recognize her? I thought you might from her body alone. Well, go ahead and take off her mask. Go on. She won't hurt you. She's thoroughly restrained. Just go up to her and lift her mask.
You! What are you doing here? What's going on?
Surely you know her now.
Oh, who's that? Who's that voice? What's that voice?
Pay her questions no mind. You owe nothing to her. Not after what she did to you. Be silent and let her remember. She claimed to love you once. You remember? Days after she made that false declaration, you came home to find another man inside her. Believe me, better that you found out then rather than later. Better that you could pack your things and leave and cut her from your life completely. You're probably wondering what happened after that. Well, she left the other man, too. Then apparently found her soulmates and got married. Look at this pretty little thing. Years have passed and she's moved on. She probably never considered the pain she caused you.
That's not true. That's not true. I'm so sorry. That was such a bad time in my life. I made a lot of mistakes.
Please. Silence. You hear her, my pet. The vague excuses, the feigned remorse. She does look fantastic, though, doesn't she? Not a single crease around those big, pretty eyes. Not a day of age has touched that lovely face. And her body? Well, she always had a fantastic body. Her breasts, her waist, her thighs, her ass. Just the complete package. You still fantasize about it sometimes, don't you? No, no. No reason to be ashamed. Remember whose sanctuary you're in right now, Well, look down at her now. Look at her unclothed form in all its beauty. Isn't it just as you remember? Don't you feel as if you could be touching her without a moment's hesitation? Muscle memory guiding your hands before you even know what's happening. Don't push that part away from you completely, but don't give in just yet. For now, why don't you just take off your clothes and join her on the bed?
What? No, what are you doing? Please don't listen to her. Please, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I hurt you. Please don't do this. Don't do this.
Good. Reach out and touch her now. Cup those firm, full breasts. Give them a little squeeze. Still as firm and shapely as you remember. And look at those delicate little nipples. Already beginning to wake up for you. Why don't you give them a pinch? She always loved that when you were together. Slide your hands down. Feel every inch of her skin. Feel how soft it is and how warm. Do you feel the heat radiating from her body? So much ardor pulsing through her veins. So much energy and excitement in her flesh. Reach behind her. Grab her ass. Oh, doesn't that feel good in your hands? Pull her towards you a little. Sadly, her restraints won't let you move her that much.
I know you hate me, and I just deserve for you to hate me, but please, don't. This isn't going to change anything. Please don't do this to me.
It's almost time. Reach down and touch yourself now. My, my. You have gotten so hard. It's a wonder you can stay conscious with that much blood being diverted. You've always been rather large, though. You've had to be gentle with her, didn't you? You always had to hold back a little when the two of you had sex. Don't worry, my pet. There's no need to be gentle now. Soon, you won't need to hold back anything. I can see you're ready. You're dripping with excitement. Things ended so badly between you two, and so suddenly, it's going to feel so good to finally have some closure. Mount her and guide your cock into her. Wait, just a minute. Don't push it in yet.
My husband, please. Please don't.
She dares speak of her husband. Listen to her insult you even as you are poised to enter her.
No, please, we're trying to continue. I'm not on anything. Please, you can't do this.
You hear her try to tell you what you can and cannot do. Show her that she is wrong. Show her what you can do. Thrust yourself into her now. Push as far in as you can go.
No.
Hold for a moment. Stay inside. Oh, let her feel all of you. Good. It's so warm and tight, isn't it? Oh, take a moment to appreciate the feeling of her pussy around your cock. Now, slowly withdraw. Make sure she feels every inch of you. Oh, yes. Oh, good. Shall we thrust again?
Please don't.
I think you can go even deeper. Thrust even harder.
Please.
Oh, excellent. Pull out again. Slowly, slowly. Let's give her one last big thrust before we pick up the pace. Why don't you grab her by the hips this time? Feel how perfectly those beautiful hips fit in your hands. It's as if they're sculpted just for you. Pull her into you as you thrust again.
No.
Oh, wonderful. My sweet mortal. You will make an excellent acolyte to my order. Oh, you've been so patient. So I'll let you take her now. Begin thrusting, but start slow. We wouldn't want to finish too soon, would we? I want you to enjoy this.
Oh my God.
Don't forget to breathe, sweet. Take long, slow breaths. Even as you start to build a regular rhythm. Look at your prize. Look at her squirming as you shove your cock into her. Look at her ripe, full breast jiggle at every little thrust you give her. Thrust. Oh, yes. Good. You can speed up a little bit. It's getting easier, isn't it? She's absolutely dripping for you, lubricating your cock's every motion. Give in to your lust. Give yourself to the carnal beast within. Show her how out of control you are. How no force in this world could stop you shoving yourself into her over and over. You can put some weight on her, my pet. She's strong enough to take it. Push your hips against hers, lean your weight into her. Grind against her beautiful, soft mound as you fuck her. Oh, you love that, don't you? You love her body. Go on, dear mortal. Take all of it. Lean forward. Hold her breasts tightly. Squeeze them. Kiss them. Bite them as you build your speed. Oh, you're going so fast now. The end must be near. Lie on her. Let your whole weight press down on her body as you thrust yourself into her harder, faster, faster. Oh, you're coming close. Wrap your arms around her. Kiss her neck. Remember that this will be your final embrace. It's time to say goodbye once and for all.
Please, I'm begging you. Please don't come inside of me. Please don't. Please don't come inside. Please don't. Please don't come inside of me.
Ah, but you must. In the climax of this final embrace, you must fill her with your seed. Gather every last ounce of lust that you've held for her and release it. Give her everything so that you may be free. And look, she's going to come with you.
No, I'm not.
Ah, but she is. Look at her face. She is so close.
No, I'm not going.
There it is. Come inside of her. Come for me, your goddess and protector. Come now. Fill her.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
My sweet mortal, does the lust flowing through you not make you feel alive? I accept you as my servant and will guide you through your path of lust through this world. Leave her now. You will never think of her again, I promise. Welcome to your new beginning.